I am so excited about this one. Finally on the phone with Dr. Brooke Stewart, such a special person in my life. I got to meet her and learn what she's about. We actually go to the same yoga studio, which is so much fun, OPY. And just your approach overall to life is incredible. So thank you so much, Dr. Brooke Stewart, for being on the show with us.
What's up? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. I mean, there's just a lot happening right now. I feel like it's such a trying time. It's so stressful for everybody with the pandemic that is coronavirus, and there are so much unknown variables. We can't prepare. Like when a hurricane comes, we prepare. We get water. We board up windows. We kind of know what's happening. There's a map of when it's coming. This, we don't know what to do. And the basics are wash your hands. And if you're feeling ill, stay away from crowded areas. But there are so many other things that we could do, whether it's building our immune system or how do we cope with this stress? So now our kids are feeling nervous and insecure, or, you know, we're losing jobs, or people are isolated and working from home. There's so much happening right now. Schools are closed. So I just think we have to be overall healthier from the inside out to really cope with something of this magnitude. And we're so happy to have you on the phone with us, teaching us and giving us some approaches. And you are right here in Central Florida, which is super cool. So you know what we as a city here in Orlando are feeling and going through.
So I work in the center of Maitland, right on kind of like the border of Maitland Winter Park. And I have a holistic practice where I kind of work with patients on fundamentals like mindset, diet, lifestyle things, you know, of course, with the segment to boost the immune system, to rewire stress response, and to basically build out a holistic set of fundamentals.
Something as simple as not sleeping. You know, I never sleep. I get 3 to 4 hours a night. I feel like every month I get some type of cold, something, because my immune system just isn't healthy.
Absolutely. And there's so many things and choices that we can make throughout the day to basically up level and optimize immune health, starting with mindset, diet, and lifestyle. Like even just taking that moment for yourself to shift gears into a more calm, connected, parasympathetic mode where you're not just running, fight, flight, or freeze. Just taking those small spaces of time, and it can literally be within 30 seconds where you just take a step back, return to the present moment, and kind of re-enter into that same moment in a slightly shifted way through just that recognition of, oh, wow, let me opt out of autopilot. Something as simple as that can greatly create resilience within the system and give you just enough space to re-enter. Things in terms of dietary choices, there are certain things that can really inflame the system. And those differ between person to person. But some things that I noticed that a lot of people struggle with are extraordinarily processed food, things that are high in sugar, things like gluten, dairy. And then most people have like this whole list that they question within themselves of, oh, okay, how does this affect me? And maybe they even notice it does. And I see that as a lot of stress and a lot of untapped potential when we can begin to kind of explore that. So beginning to kind of release things that don't work in the diet, and also bring in things that are really healing and healthy, things that are rich in vitamin C, like oranges, you know, things like fruits and vegetables, and, you know, really healthy proteins and fats, all of that can up-level immune health. And then we look at things like lifestyle, right? Where it's like, how can we optimize optimize sleep, which is literally a third of people's lives, that can bring about a completely new level of energy that when they can tap into, one, will make their quality of life better. Of course, it's going to boost their immune system. They're feeling better. They're feeling more resilient. But also, their body has a chance to regenerate, to restore, to detox in that third of their life, which is sleep. So I can't even really express how important it is to kind of work with that. And then there are, of course, other things that we can do to boost immune health, being in Florida, getting some sunshine, vitamin D, you know, certain supplements can be helpful, like vitamin C, things that are very, very gentle and safe to take. So all of these things can really build to construct a new level of immune health.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, let me ask you this question. Let's say I went to the Orlando City soccer game and I see people around me coughing, or I'm out at Lake Eola at the farmer's market this Sunday, and all of a sudden I feel a cough or a sniffle coming along, and I feel like I need to cleanse my body or do a detox or something. Are there any natural remedies at home?
Absolutely. So actually, I just discovered this. Publix has these cute little ginger shots, but they're sugar-free. A lot of times when you're looking at juices, they can be really high in sugar, but Publix actually has these little lemon ginger shots that I think are incredible for a couple of reasons. One, because it builds immune health, but two, because it's very cleansing for the system. And if you think about how something comes in, right? Like we usually feel it in our mouth and our throats first. We kind of get a little bit swollen and we know something's coming on. So aside from the typical washing your hands, which is always going to be a really great idea, I highly encourage that, doing it properly, there are things like that that you can take when you feel something coming on that can actually shift your system. And really in the space of, you know, 20 minutes even, you may be able to feel the difference. There are also things that are a little, you know, I would check with your doctor on this for sure, but there are things like colloidal silver spray that when you're feeling vulnerable, if you just have a couple of sprays with that within the throat, it can very kind of like zilch different zap sort of bugs pretty quickly. So those are certain things that I like to look into and I would definitely recommend to my patients.
And what's interesting about all of this is that people do have kids and kids are listening to these reports. They're seeing it on TV. They're feeding off their parents' anxiety and it could be a scary time for them. So how do we approach this from a stress level, whether it's kids or parents? How do we explain this or approach this in a healthy way?
So I think one, awareness, right? Talk about it. Talk about coronavirus, you know, learn about it, but mainly so you can observe it and kind of shift the way that you are experiencing, like even the presence of that information, right? I think open conversation, when it's not fear-based, when you're able to kind of touch on the fear, connect with it, and kind of shift it through an understanding of what's going on, but primarily a focus of what you can do, right? Because we get fear builds when we don't know what to do with it. So if we're able to look at like what we can do and kind of bring in that mobility and that expansion, it's a very empowering situation and it changes the experience right away. The other thing that I highly recommend is literally if you place both hands over your heart and feel your heartbeat and really focus on your heartbeat, it's a symbol of kind of opting out of autopilot, opting out of fear, and beginning to acknowledge the fear and shift it in a very specific way. Even physiologically speaking, when we place our hands on our hearts, we literally release this cascade of neurochemicals that are extraordinarily clarifying and calming to the system. And it doesn't take much effort to use your own hands, place it over your own heart, and to begin to feel that shift with that intention of bringing in presence. And something cool about the heartbeat, it's obviously this inner resource, but at the same time, it's like you can focus on your heartbeat. And at first, it may feel like it's kind of going, it may feel anxious, a little bit rapid. But what's really cool is you can begin to see how that transpires and how it can regulate itself through your own attention and focus on that shift. So I think that that's something very applicable that everyone can do. It's basically free medicine. It's literally the first prescription I give to any of my patients the second they walk in the door. So I almost feel like it's almost not even worth me working on other things until people recognize that they have this resource within themselves.
That's beautiful. Well, thank you so much again, Dr. Brooke Stewart out of Maitland. Again, what is your practice called?
It's just a private practice under my name, Dr. Brooke Stewart. And then we're located in Lake Faith Professional Center in the heart of Maitland.
We love that. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate what you do for the community. I know you're super involved in so many different organizations and are constantly informing us here in Central Florida what we could do to just be healthier versions of us. And I think I need a one-off phone call with you and I need to help myself. So this is
just
great.
To relax.
Yeah. This is
awesome.
You guys
are amazing. Thanks for sharing this information because these are the things that people can truly do and actually bring into an experience right away. So I think, thank you guys for doing what you do as well and raising this kind of awareness.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Stewart.
Bye, guys.